You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King, for this show, Monday edition of the podcast today. Again, like I said last week's show, I've been out the past couple weeks because of work. It's been very busy, very hectic, but I've slowed down a bit now. So we'll be back with our probably daily episodes, if not daily, very very close to it. At least three episodes a week for Locked On Grizzlies. We'll be trying to get just a variety of different guests. Obviously the Grizzlies have taken the number two spot in the lottery, so. That's going to be our topic of conversation for the foreseeable future. There's also some decisions the Grizzlies have to make. There's also the idea of trading Mike Conley. So I've got a couple different episodes coming out on decisions just about what they have to do, when they have to do it, that kind of thing. So that'll be out there as well. But this week will be a pretty big week. We have Jonah Jordan will be on the show on Wednesday. We have Gary Parrish from CBS Sports, national college writer, and Gary Parrish has a show on ESPN here in Memphis from 4 to 6 every day. He'll be on the show on Thursday. And then, of course, Amari Sankova has been on the show quite a bit. He'll be returning on Friday. And then we'll start again next week. We'll have just different guests and a couple different times during the week, and then a couple different shows as well. And hopefully you guys enjoy that. There's somebody that you guys want to hear from, or somebody that you guys really enjoy, let me know. We'll try to get them on a little bit more if that's possible. If not, that's okay too. But again, if you have not already subscribed for this podcast, please do so. Please go subscribe in Apple iTunes. If you have not already subscribed in iTunes, please do so. Please go subscribe to the show in iTunes. It really helps the show out in those rankings as well. So again, today's show is really going to be quite a shorter show. There won't be a show tomorrow because I'm having my wisdom teeth taken out actually today as I record this early morning, and I will not be able to do a show tomorrow. So there won't be a show tomorrow, and so this will be a shorter show. This is just going to be mailbag questions that I've gotten. I've only gotten three or four, so we'll go through those as quickly as possible and easily as possible. But first, today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate your friend's trip. Book your own Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. For our first Monday mailbag question, we actually had two questions about Game of Thrones and Endgame Avengers, which I will, we will talk about shortly. But the first question is, let me find it here. First question is scenario: Mike Conley gets traded, John Morant wins Rookie of the Year, and Jaren makes a huge sophomore leap. Who would you give the keys to as a team leader, John Morant or Jaren Jackson Jr.? I think that's probably like John Morant winning Rookie of the Year will be awesome. I don't know if that's going to be, he very well might. Like I've said to people that I think John Morant's going to be a star. I really do. I mean, you just can't teach the athleticism that he has. I mean, people will tell me that he's not a good 3-point shooter, but he has the stroke and technically sound shot to be a good 3-point shooter. Like I always say that you can't fix shooting in the NBA because it's been that way for so long. But if the jumper is technically sound and like he can do it, he just doesn't do it a lot. That can be fixed because in this day and age, yes, as a point guard or as a guard, you have to be able to shoot the ball from three. Like Mike Conley does it. Every top guard does it. Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum. Like you have to be able to shoot from three, and I understand that. So. He'll develop that shot. John Morant will be fine in that regard once he gets in a league, and he gets in a league 3 or 4 years. But the pure athleticism and speed that you just can't teach that. And so I would take that over whatever the other choices are any day of the week. So John Morant winning Rookie of the Year, yeah, that's a possibility. Let's just say he does. And Jaren Jackson Jr. is awesome as well. And then you have two dynamic players for the future for this franchise. And I don't think it's a situation where you have to say, all right, John Morant's the leader or Jaren Jackson's the leader. I don't think that's a situation at all. I think that you're going to have two really good players that can lead this team together. I mean, I don't think that you have to pick one or the other. I think that's you're going to have two really good players that are able to probably lead this team together. You have, you know, look at teams like the Golden State Warriors. You have Klay Thompson, have Steph Curry. Yes, Steph Curry is the leader, I guess you would say, quote unquote. But there's still other players in that locker room that also take charge. You know, whether that's Klay Thompson or Draymond Green, any of those type players. Same thing with Toronto. You know, you have Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard, maybe even Marc Gasol. Now, like, there's plenty of players on those teams that take charge and lead the team, not so one necessary leader. So, and that will come in time. You know, like sometimes you look at like Marc Gasol on the Grizzlies, for example, did not want to be the leader at all. Like, never wanted to be. That's just not his personality, and neither really does Mike Conley. Honestly, it's really not the personalities. And so you may have Jaren or Jaren Jackson Jr. just, you know, that might be their personality and de facto the way they are built as a person, that they just want to be the leader. And so that might come out as well. And if that comes out, then you might have one kind of go-to leader that in the locker room is the voice for people. And so, you know, all that will come out in time, but you know, that would be a good scenario if John Morant wins Rookie of the Year and Jaren takes a huge leap. I mean, Jaren's already really good. I don't know. Obviously Jaren just needs to stay on the court. Jaren's already very, very good. Our next question is the very question of who should they take, in the number one, in the draft. And again, like I've said before, I am a big fan of John Morant. The fact that there's going to be Zion Williams is going to come off the board. If that doesn't happen, everybody would be shocked. That would be dumb. It would be a dumb decision by the Pelicans. I mean, I don't put it past them, but it would be a dumb decision. And then you have John Morant and RJ Barrett. And yes, is it worth the discussion of a John Morant and RJ Barrett? Absolutely. RJ Barrett's a good player. Like, if you were to tell me RJ Barrett's going to be an all-star in the league, I would say, okay, like, I would believe you. It's not that I hate RJ Barrett or anybody like that. That's not why I like John Morant. I think John Morant has got better skills that are harder to teach. And so I think we're going to have the conversation with all these people, with Jonah Jordan, with Gary Parrish. We're going to talk about RJ Barrett. We're going to talk about John Morant. We're going to talk about all that, because the discussion is worth having. And just like the Grizzlies, yes, that report came out that they're thinking about selecting John Morant, but they should have the discussion of John Morant versus RJ Barrett. Like, there's no reason to not have the discussion. That's, you should at least do your research and have people, have them in for workouts and all that stuff. I mean, there really is no reason to not have that conversation between the two. I mean, it is, as a front office that we have preached about for all this season on this show, and everybody else has written about and talked about, like, we just want a front office that is smart, that's capable, is just, you know, does their research, wants to make the best decision possible for this franchise. Now, that being said, I think the best possible decision is selecting John Morant, and that's probably ultimately what will happen. But they should at least do their due diligence on both players and figure out who is who and who they think is going to be the better player in the long term for this franchise. Ultimately, it's probably going to be a combination of RJ Barrett and John Morant that are both very good in the long term, and Zion Williamson. Beyond that, it's kind of a crapshoot in this draft. But John Morant, I think, has tools that are hard to replicate. They're hard to teach. But what he does on the court is just, I mean, he is a playmaker. He can go out and just and get everybody else involved. He passes the ball like nobody else. I mean, you can see some of the stats he did in college, and literally nobody else has done. And he's been doing that for years. He's been a very, very good player since his freshman year. It's not like he just came out of nowhere and has been a good player this year. Now, he broke out and was, everybody noticed him this year, but he was a good player his freshman year, sophomore year. So he's been doing things. He passes the ball so incredibly well. I mean, can you imagine Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant pick and rolls where he's constantly looking for Jaren Jackson, and the way Jaren's able to finish around the rim, I mean, that's insane. Like that would be, that's exciting to watch. That really is an exciting future to think about with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. both together, pick and rolls. I mean, his passing ability, his speed, his athleticism, like I said about the shooting before, that will come. You know, he can shoot the ball. His jumper is technically sound. His shooting is good. He can shoot the ball. So that will come too. And he's going to be just a brilliant on the court with Jaren Jackson Jr. And, you know, like I said in the show last week, that makes it easier to trade Mike Conley. It makes it easier for you to come to terms with it. Not necessarily make it easier as far as what package you're going to get, but it makes it easier as far as you're coming to terms with the idea of trading Mike Conley. You'd have a point guard on this roster that is very good and will be very good, hopefully for a long time. And that will be easier in the eyes of the front office to get a different package back or whatever they want back. They don't necessarily have to go out and get another point guard. They have one on the roster that will basically take Mike Conley's place. And so that's very good. It changes the game, changes this team drastically, changes everything. It changes, like I said, it changes the way you view Mike Conley. It changes the way coaches view this job. It changes everything. Now you have a job that coaches are thinking about coming here. You look at those two players and you go, okay, they're going to be here for nine years. I mean, you have 4 years of the team option plus a 5-year extension and restricted free agency that you can offer them. So they're going to be here for 9 years. Eight now with Jaren and nine with Ja Morant. So like, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. So your foundation, your building blocks are here to stay. And all that is what you need to be a very, very good team in this league. You need two players that are your building blocks. You need two very, very good players. And then after that, you just put pieces around those two players, whether that's Jonas or whether that's, you know, Kyle Anderson. Those pieces change throughout the teams. Now, as you find right pieces and players that fit better. But you have two players that are constant, that are always the same. And those other pieces come and go. And that's why now Jonas Valanciunas' age and the way he lines up with Jaren Jackson and all that stuff doesn't matter anymore. I mean, you're going to have players. It doesn't matter the age. And so you have two foundational players and some of the best spots as a point guard and as a 4 or 5 and Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, you have two foundational players at two of the best spots in the league. So I'm excited. Again, I say all that to say that they should select Ja Morant. This is not to have a discussion, because you should definitely do that. They should go out and have a discussion about what they should do. They should bring them in, work them out, all that stuff. But in the end, it should be Ja Morant. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and we will answer the other two questions, which are just about Game of Thrones and Avengers Endgame. Today's show is brought to you by UNTUCKit. Dads come in all shapes and sizes, and so should their shirts, like tall, short, slim, and relaxed. Ever wonder why your father's button-ups look so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy. That's where UNTUCKit comes in. UNTUCKit is a solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great, untucked, and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailor required. Go to UNTUCKit.com, promo code MBA to get 20% off. Welcome back to the show. Again, like I said before, we'll be talking about these next two questions, and I'll be quick with them. But my thoughts on Avengers and my thoughts on Game of Thrones. My thoughts on Game of Thrones is that it was absolute garbage. That last season finale last night was just not good. The problem with Game of Thrones is that they spent so many years building up these storylines, working through them as Jon Snow, as Aegon Targaryen, and Brandon as the Three-Eyed Raven, and, you know, all these things that, and Daenerys Targaryen as this new, different type of ruler, and all these things, and then they just they just threw it all away. Like, immediately, they didn't, first of all, they didn't even address any of them. Like, you know, Brand became the three-eyed Raven for no reason, essentially, because he did nothing in the Battle of Winterfell. He did nothing other than, he did nothing. He flew in a bird, and no one even knows why. He was, like, in a raven somewhere, and no explanation there. No explanation of the Night King and who he really was. Like, you spent all these years building up the White Walkers and the Night King, and Arya Stark kills him, and it's great, but, like, there's no real explanation of why he was there. You know, it just, I understand why they did it. They had to write for an end. That's the end they chose, and they started writing backwards of how did we get here. And they had a lot of characters do a lot of things that weren't in their character development. Like, Jon Snow is everything that we've ever seen. Jon Snow would not just walk away. It's hard to believe everything they try to sell us. You know, last night's finale was one of the most boring finales I've ever seen in my life. Like, as a serious finale, like, it was just super boring. Like, there's nothing happened except for, yes, Dany died, but everybody knew Dany was going to die. Like, everybody knew that was going to happen. Everybody, you know, and Cersei get killed by a damn brick instead of Arya Stark, which is also disappointing. All the things that they built up for people to be excited about didn't let them get excited about. Then that is the ultimate issue, is that they had all these storylines that's what made the show great, is that there were all these different stories and all these plots and all these storylines for all these different characters, and that's what made the show great. And then the last two seasons has not been great, just because they were making, you know, especially the last two episodes, they were making characters make decisions and do things that they would never normally do as those characters. And so that is the ultimate issue I have with Game of Thrones. Avengers Endgame I thought was great. I thought it was perfect. I thought it ended very, 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 very well. I mean, I don't do well with kids losing their parents, because I'm a parent, because I just don't like that. It makes me sad. But yeah, other than that, I thought it was great. I thought it was really, really done well. I thought it was written well. I thought it set up new Avengers characters quite well. And so I will probably see see Avengers movies that have different Avengers casts coming in and do those movies. I thought that was really, really good. But that's it for today's show. We will come back tomorrow. We'll take a quick break and come back and wrap up today's show. We won't be back tomorrow, but we'll be back on Wednesday. Today's show is brought to you by Grip 6, where their goal is to literally make the best belt that's ever been made. Grip 6 is an easy, thoughtful gift for dads, brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, and even moms and wives. They can see our women's collection on the website. Ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. A Grip 6 belt is the only belt with no holes, no flap, and no bulk. Grip 6 has a special offer for you at grip6.com/lock. That's grip6.com/lock. LOCKE. Welcome back to the show. As I said again, we're just wrapping up here. Again, if you're not already subscribed to this show, please do so. Please go and subscribe in Apple iTunes. It really helps our show. And if you have a moment, please go rate and review the show. It really helps our rankings in iTunes and us move up the charts. If you're not already sending in those questions for our Monday mailbag, we'll try to get back to where we're doing a Monday mailbag every single week. So make sure you send your questions in. You can send them to me on Twitter at King_producer is my personal handle. At Locked On Grizz is our show handle. You can send those to me. We usually put out a tweet on Sunday. You can send those to me then, or you can DM them to me in our DMs, either show or my personal or the show handle, both open. If you don't feel comfortable sending them in public, you can send them to me as a DM. Or if you don't do Twitter, you can send them to us on our Facebook page, or you can email them to us at lockdowngrizz@gmail.com. If you still don't know where to go do all that, you can just go to lockdowngrizzlies.com and subscribe.